This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, May 7th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today is a Man Down Mashup Wednesday, when we combine both shows together and we analyze the news and also talk about what is trending. What I want to talk about is something I've been blogging about for the past several months. And I want to get an official position. I know we tend to have politicos listen to our show, right? They tend to listen in and write down notes as to things to address. So I said, let me bring this to the fore to see if any of them are listening to say that I am watching, I am concerned, and I want to know what is the official position of this administration, the government of the Bahamas in general. Yesterday, I came across Ark Homes, A-R-K, Homes, Bahamas. Ark Homes, Bahamas.
Fire them right now.
Yes.
Because you're trying to play on my feelings and my good Christian sentiments by calling it Ark.
Ark.
Not A-R-K. Fire them right away.
Ark Homes, Bahamas. There's such a thing in the United States called Ark Homes. But now they have a subsidiary, it seems, in the Bahamas, Ark Home Bahamas. You can always Google it or search it on the web.
They call it Ark because they float in the... They see, if they call it Ark because it is float in a storm or in flooding, I go reconsider my whole feelings about it.
And the website is launching soon to come. I was driving on West Bay Street, and I saw a number of trailers. The number of persons said, no, they're not trailers. They're some special type of trailer-like buildings, right? But they are housing development on wheels. I call them trailers.
So you saw the actual trailer before you saw what you say you was looking for? Before you saw an ad for them or like a flyer?
Yes, the flyer is on the gate. But the area has a number of mobile homes. I thought it was offices because, you know, it's a culture now that we have mobile buildings as...
Like, I could imagine a company, a local company that is based or has operations in multiple family islands may find that useful to be able to mobilize a whole unit and just bring the whole RV, the whole set of...
What I thought it was for, and I said, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You can move your office... If you have doing a construction and having employees who need temporary homes, it makes sense.
Like the upgrading the National Reference Lab, you know, to do testing.
Yeah.
Imagine now that they have a mobile unit, so they could take the whole lab to the family islands or to the site that needs to be things need to be tested.
And I was all good for it until I drive through my community, Fox Hill. Fox Hill have on the main road of Fox Hill. On the Terra Fairs, they have a number of mobile homes where people living in them have electricity, and I guess they have a bathroom in it, because definitely see the electricity because light on. You see the car parked there every day. And now we're talking about the trailer homes in Abaco, coincidentally, on your part of the show. And I want to know, has the law changed? Is it that we do allow mobile homes? Can someone have a permit, whatever occupancy certificate, to say this is my mobile home on my property? I ain't building nothing. This is where I could live. Is that such a thing? I want to discuss that. I want to know if anyone knows.
Is
this a new trend? The new disposition of the Bahamas?
If the law changed, I imagine that there would be massive announcements and public awareness campaigns, considering that we are in a hurricane zone and we don't have shelters for people to go to when their home is not adequate or fit for purpose in a hurricane. Yeah.
I also saw several ads on social media, right, Facebook, where they're advertising to say you can come and purchase your mobile home, your trailer home, and put it on your property. That is, and I'm trying to say, is this a new thing? Because the police clearly have to see it.
Because here's the next thing.
I see it.
Minister pledges reform to combat AI fraudsters. Is this all a big scam?
You think it's a big scam?
Like, what I'm saying is that they pay actors to pretend like they're living in the thing.
Yeah, people living in Zambia. Yeah. I'm waiting to see if this, the one in Fox and near me, have a put out a clothes lying next to dry the clothes, because there's an open area to see. You can see it. I'm just waiting, right? And like I said, I'm not saying I'm jealous or anything. Because I just want to know what is the policy.
It's not about jealousy. Here's what it is. In a storm or a tornado, with a significant increase in tornadic activity on the island, if that home is lifted into the air by a gust of wind and drops on your home or your car, who is responsible for that?
You remember?
See, if my house with 4.5 feet of foundation under the ground is lifted by hurricane winds and lands on somebody's house, I'm going to apologize. Mm-hmm. But I can tell them we tried our hardest to anchor this button to the ground. But a trailer home is not the same thing.
You remember several months ago, maybe a year ago, they had a lady living in a school bus. And she refitted the school bus, the yellow school bus, to be a home. In fact, it's a total of 3 different school buses.
Put together. Welded together.
Together. But no, she also had her uncle who had his own bus.
Oh, so it was a
community.
A park. Yeah.
And these were what I call transient people living in on government crown land and which is some
unhoused squatters.
Squatters, right? Yeah. But I'm now seeing there's a trend of people buying trailers and parking it on people's lot to live.
You know what we need to do?
What we need to do?
We need to bar that show Tiny Home Nation from our local television, because it's obviously...
But is it a crime when the police seeing it and not enforcing it?
Yes.
It's like turning...
Left. No, no, let's please talk about it.
It's like turning
left. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
But
and
no
I suggest you don't go to court and tell the judge...
You mean the black plate or the white plate? Because it's turning left too.
Yeah. I've witnessed all of them.
I see them turning left.
Turning left on red.
On red.
Not stopping.
Surely I can go in front of them.
Properly. No,
and they
don't.
Mr. Nur, you turn left. Man, I turn left after you. And I say, yeah, you got me. You got me. I did see you behind me.
Yeah, that's not what's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen?
No.
But even because we know my cars record things in front of me. I wonder if I could bring that testimony.
See, first of all.
And say, see?
When I go to court, the first thing the magistrate would say is, how is your mother? Establishing protocol, that mean
judgment.
Don't jump slick. Don't be smart.
This will know better.
Yeah, be sensible.
Protocol being established,
right? Because you come from sensible people, right? So don't go to the court talking foolishness, right? But I see the police do it, so I do it too.
That was one of the things I wanted to discuss. And now that I entered that out, I'm hoping that the powers that be will look into it. Especially those people who are on West Bay Street, especially those people who are advertising on social media, whether I'm allowed to import one of these trailer homes and put it, because my child graduating soon, I could put it outside.
What if I make it myself? See, because like the people in the bus, they say, I didn't import this, I make this myself.
Yeah. Do I need a permit if it's like a trailer home? Like what do I need a permit for? What would the permit be for? I just park it and then I tie its electricity to it. To my meter.
You have to have occupancy.
You have for construction, approval. I ain't constructed anything.
No, even when
I just drove it there, or to place it there. What did I get an approval for? For placing things? For driving? All I can say, I drive it there. These things we need to consider.
I'm not even sure if you could live in a car on your own property.
Is it legal to live in my own car?
Possibly, yes.
Yeah. But nobody seemed to be caring. I want to
know who cares about people having beds to sleep in?
Who?
The Minister of Tourism.
Heads in beds.
Those people are tourists, though.
Yeah. Another thing I want to talk about banking. There's a number, and I can talk, my member of parliament is a proponent, or he continues to lead the charge, right, to talk about these banking...
Okay, pause. Just pause. Before we transition.
Go ahead.
I just looked at the text line, and there are a number of texts with people who are asking, what is the big deal, right? This text is like, well, y'all ain't see the homes in Pinewood Gardens, they're more dangerous. What's the problem with a trailer home? Listen, we live in a hurricane zone.
Mm-hmm.
We have, I've been told, some of the best building codes mm-hmm. in the region,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because of our experience with hurricanes, right? A trailer home is not appropriate for a hurricane zone. Pause. Let's go right here. Your home has to be built according to the hurricane code, right? It has to align with the hurricane code. The building code has to align with those hurricane standards. Does your trailer home fit that? That's it. That's all we have to ask. That's it. That's why y'all stop encouraging foolishness.
What about the facilities, the bathroom facilities? Does the trailer home has that? Where do they pump that?
Let's talk about that as well, right? In trailer parks in the U.S., trailer parks are outfitted with sewer systems where you can pull your vehicle up into a particular zone and connect to their sewer system to dump your sewage. Or in the fancier homes, you have like a sewer station at your parking, in your parking space or next to it, where you can attach your line and dump your sewage. You can't just dump your sewage. You can't just take the bucket and throw it outside.
You can't just dig a hole and let it just drop it
no.
on the table one time.
Absolutely. All of these things are a part of this occupancy approval process.
But Bahamians are prepared to ignore it.
Bahamians are prepared to ignore all kinds of things. Hence, we have a man dancing around Abaco talking about he is the PM of Abaco.
You won't forgive him for that yet? You're running again.
I will never...
He's running again.
In the Green Republic of the Bahamas, you will never be allowed to import or grow Cornish hens. It's as simple as that.
That's all. My MP is a champion. He has been championing the cause about these unreasonable bank fees, right?
Mm-hmm.
Recently, he's into the news again, right? And he says he's going to continue to champion. And I think you may have the article. I want you to read that because it's important to me because I want to analyze exactly what he's saying. Because it's been 5 years he's been talking about it, and I don't see no change. These buggers, them banks still charging me.
You know what the problem is?
What the problem is? Because I'm thinking now he's just talking to himself.
The MP from Fox Hill.
My good MP.
Has been championing this issue.
Yes, by himself.
Exactly. No, pause. Exactly the point.
Who
he needs on his team?
Who he needs to be on his team?
The Minister of Foreign Affairs.
He needs the Minister for... You think the Minister of Forces would make a difference?
Yes.
I was going to say the Minister of Finance.
It would be more complicated. It may be more complicated, right? It may be more... it would require a more nuanced and long-term strategy. But the Minister of Foreign Affairs can, or there may be a space available to him to engage in or initiate a multinational conversation. And in this instance, we're really talking about the Bahamas and Canada, right? The Bahamas and Canada about banking practices in the Bahamas.
I thought he was going to go to the Minister of Finance and tell the Minister of Finance, we need to pass one or two laws. He surely have the ear of the Minister of Finance, and the Minister of Finance has been listening to him.
Right,
but I'm concluded that the Minister of Finance just don't care.
Because we need to develop, with both countries at the table, a strategy that minimizes the pernicious and predatory imbalance, right, in service and in customer service. Not like, in my bank and how much it's going to cost. The Minister of Foreign Affairs can possibly initiate a conversation that could begin to change the landscape.
So after we read this article.
But I don't want the Minister of Foreign Affairs to do that. Because he's a consummate professional. He always speaks with measured words. I want the MP to do it because he know how to drop bombs on you.
See, I want to know if my MP is just talking to hair himself. Or whether this is some kind of considered position where I believe there's hope and help coming.
Here's the test.
Right? Because I know he has the ear of the Prime Minister. I know he has the ear of the all the members of Parliament. But clearly, after 5 years and nothing changed, they don't rate him.
Okay, so maybe we need to take a page out of the federalist system. You know, like how all of the states would be called states in the U.S. are actually their own little countries. Mm-hmm. And then they all come together and say, we're going to be a federation of countries, but we can call ourselves states and we can call the bigger country the United States of America. MPs need to think of themselves like that. The true test of the MP's commitment is the extent to which he has drawn in other MPs into the same campaign.
Doesn't seem he has any influence.
I think that's the real test.
Let's read the article. I want to put it on the record so you can understand why I'm frustrated. Because I hear him speaking to him, and I appreciate what he's saying. Mm-hmm. But it hasn't moved from point A to point B as yet. I still paying the predatory fees still. So if he can't change it, I need him to be quiet. Don't talk about it no more. Mm-hmm. It gets me angst now. Every time he's speaking, I say, man, he ain't changing. You know, the Minister of Finance has yet to speak on it with you. And clearly, he and you ain't no friends. Right, let's stop.
I just want to reaffirm what it is you're saying, right? A couple of other articles. Chamber, BOB should have consulted with South Andhra's businesses before downsizing, right? Which is interesting because we have this other article here, BCCEC, that's Bahamas Chamber of Commerce and Employers Confederation, meeting with PM business leaders was fruitful. But the only banking, it appears, as reported in this article by the Nassau Guardian, it appears the only banking business they talked about was the challenges of opening a bank account. And we quote Dr. Leo Roll, who's the president of the chamber, saying, and so each family island was able to speak on what is happening and the government heard it. And so I'm very hopeful. And we will be watching and reading to keep the Prime Minister true to his word that the new budget will not unduly disenfranchise the business sector. I ain't seen nothing about shrinking banking landscape on the family islands. I ain't seen nothing.
They missed the opportunity.
I want to know if Darren Bethel, president of the Andhra's Chamber of Commerce, was even at this broader chamber.
He's lost too, clearly, because he should have bring up the norm banking at the time. So, man, we just need any bank. Can the government send a bank down here?
Yeah.
Or at least two or three more ATMs?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Mitchell pledges to lobby for banking services on islands, 6th of May 25. Now, this is new. So, Mitchell has traditionally lobbied for a change in the banking landscape, but I think this focus on islands may be new.
But no one listens to him now. See, that's my concern. If nobody's listening to you now and you've been doing this for the last 3, 4, 5 years, I can't have confidence in this new
But here's my thing. Everybody listening to them voice notes are prolific. They go out, everybody listening to him.
They're listening or they're hearing him? They're hearing him or they're still listening?
It's one or the other.
One of them. Go ahead.
Progressive Liberal Party Chairman Fred Mitchell said yesterday he is lobbying the government to address the deterioration.
Who is he lobbying?
The government.
The company he's a part of?
Three times.
What he's the chairman of the...
He's the chairman of the governing party. He's the cabinet minister.
Yes.
And more importantly, he's a representative of the people, and then more importantly, of Fox Hill, which is important. Not as important as...
And he plans to do what? What do he plan to do?
He plans, yesterday he is lobbying the government? To address deterioration. See, that's what I told you. The Minister of Foreign, I see the line read, we see you call it, the Minister of Foreign Affairs could lobby Canada. The Minister of Foreign Affairs could lobby supranational or intergovernmental organizations that focus on economic activity globally and between countries. The Minister of Foreign Affairs have a lot of spaces he could speak in and a lot of people he could speak to. But the MP for Fox Hill, you know, he got two set of people he could speak to. The people and the government.
Let's go to the corner because I start tuning people out now because this lobbying being for years and he's still going to lobby the government. Who he listening to him? Who for the last 5 years has changed something about these predatory fees? And they ain't listening. Let's go, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead.
Good morning, CA, and to Aaron. You know, I always look at it this way: the story of hiding the talents in the Bible. We got 700 islands God gave us, and we just buried a bunch of them, I guess, and hiding them. 51 years later, if the people you're speaking about on either side of the political divide wanted you to have a modern city, a developed set of family islands, with banks, of course, and as we see most lately, fire departments and ambulances and hospitals. You would have had it by now. So the fact that you don't have it, and the fact that, well, I've been crying about it on radio from way back when, 94. So I don't know. Maybe they don't want you to have it. In my opinion, I think it's worth trying a cat or something different, because if you keep doing what you've been doing, you could expect to get what you got. So when you want to fix the Bahamas, you let me know. Otherwise, we could beat up our gums and cry all day. The government ain't do this. Really? You keep putting the same governments back in, and they have cabinet with collective responsibility. So anyone who was in the cabinet last time who put 12% on you, and anyone that put the 10% on you, don't want to see them again. But the problem is, well, there is a new party now, isn't there?
Graham, I can be honest. I can be honest with you. You lost me. You lost me when you started quoting Bible.
Okay, forget
that. You've been in party politics for 7 minutes now, and you already quoting the Bible. You start the whole thing off quoting the Bible?
No, I actually ran in 2012, Aaron, and I didn't quote the Bible at all. So for the atheists,
that's the point I'm making. Thank you for that.
But for the atheists amongst us, right? And there's a few of them. Politics alone shows you you're not going to get anything to Aaron. If you've been out with a significant other for 51 years and you ain't been to Valentine yet, you ain't going, my friend. Y'all have a good one.
COI also obviously engaged in candidate training programs.
I don't pay attention to COI.
I mean, but then you could see it, you could hear it. But they start off with a good Bible scripture.
They all are like the politics has changed them.
He started with a good Bible scripture, one that allow you to import any interpretation into it you want.
Yeah. Let's go refinish.
Good God.
I want to know if I need to pay attention to my MBA.
We're going to get back to the article. Mitchell pledges to lobby for banking services on islands. PLP Chairman Fred Mitchell, this chairman, not MP.
No foreign affairs.
Yeah, said yesterday he's lobbying the government to address the deterioration of banking services in family island communities. Quote, stick a pin, I just have to say, but him lobbying as the chairman, I mean, you have more power, it appears, as the chairman than you do as an MP.
You think the Minister of Finance is aware of the shrinking banking presence? Because if he doesn't know, this lobbying, would he put the Minister plan to do any work?
I wonder if the Minister of Finance is aware of the shrinking economic presence.
And the Bahamas is booming. Money spending.
On what?
But no, you know, fire engines.
Or ambulances.
Yeah.
Or dialysis machines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop signs, red lights. Legal.
The painting of sidewalks. But what the thing is?
Painting the lines in the road.
Lines in the road. They ain't having that.
Street lights.
Yeah.
On JFK.
All of that.
Which is very dangerous.
A lot of things.
We get back to this article.
Okay.
Quote, the banking situation in our country, despite newspaper headlines and individual consumer protests and central bank surveys and people in the industry saying it isn't so, there continues to be a deterioration in the banking services in our country. Mitchell said, again, I shall be lobbying the government to do something about it and to bring relief to Family Island customers in particular. Enough is enough. Close quotes. Mitchell has on several occasions spoken out about commercial banks' departure from some islands and the continued reduction in the level of services offered. Most recently, Bank of the Bahamas announced that it will scale back its operations on Andrus, raising concerns among many. Hold on, but they already, this is after they told us that Family Island service is just philanthropic.
Mm-hmm. What did the Chamber of Commerce from Andrus say? Because the bank said he's shrinking.
BOB should have consulted businesses in South Andrus before the operating hours, lamented Darren Bethel, president of the Andrus Chamber. That's in the article, Chamber BOB should have consulted with South Andrus businesses before downsizing.
And who owns BOB?
Partially owned by the government, partially privately owned.
And who is the MP planning to lobby?
The government.
I see something wrong.
We go back to the article. Mitchell pledges to lobby for banking services on island. Mangrove Key Central and South Andrus MP Leon Lundy decried the decision and said he was meeting with the bank's representatives on the issue with the hope of reaching a better arrangement for his constituents. Stick a pin, just to mention of his constituents. There was an accident this week. A group of athletes from Andrus were flown in, or maybe they came on a mail boat, for the junior nationals, track and field, juniors, primary school, I think, edition. On their way to the stadium, there was an accident. Their MP responded to the accident, responded to the story. At no point did I hear this good, fine boy say, "We're focused on the completion of the investigation so we could determine who is responsible and who is liable to compensate our students for their injury, for the whole debacle." Because it's not just like they flew all the way to Nassau to get into a car accident. They were on their way to the primary school track and field competition nationals. I rarely hear this boy mention anything about that. Apparently, the accident took place when the bus that was escorting, that they were traveling on, a vehicle that was making a turn. I don't know if they were turning left and the bus was impatient, or if they were turning right and didn't have a signal and the bus driver was not paying attention. But this is a tragedy. This is a travesty. Which means you send your children up to Nassau to get in car accident, and ain't nobody really talking about the problem, which is the accident itself, no serious injuries. So there were injuries of little children who come. Anyway, since Lundy was talking about constituents, we get back to the article. Free National Movement leader Michael Pintard has also repeatedly urged reforms of the country's commercial banking sector, highlighting the challenges for unbanked islands. He has also accused members of the Davis administration of only caring about the issue when it impacts them personally. The trend, however, of islands being left without adequate banking services has been ongoing for several years now. Notably, all of Long Island's banks, which were RBC and Scotia, closed during the last FNM administration. And the island has yet to see a commercial bank return. And one of the island's biggest tourist service providers has been crying out across the archipelago that the ATM been down for... So there is an option. I realize in the midst of this, there is an option, and I'm looking through the article, and I don't think Mr. Mitchell mentions this option at all, which is very concerning to me. What about the post office? I mean, now did we put up a sign that say Rudy King can't go back inside any post office? That's a joke. Let me just stick a pin. That's a joke.
I did laugh. I smiled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once we do that, mm-hmm. right, then can't the post offices be a viable option for people who are not prepared to transact in sand dollars, or that there's not enough sand dollar sand dollar registered vendors to make conducting business in sand dollars make sense? So you got two options. You got the Bahamian digital dollar, so you got two options, Bahamian digital dollar and the post office, right? Sand dollar becomes an issue when you realize that you require both internet and telecommunication services mm-hmm. to use it. Then that becomes a big thing. Like that almost virtually nullifies it for the family islands. Mm-hmm. What about the post office as a viable option for banking services?
Mm. I think the post office just saves money. It doesn't do banking processes like transfer to a different bank account.
So I can just put it in and then pull it out. Can't put it in there and then have them send it.
I can't get a Visa or MasterCard attached to my post office account. You know, everybody have debit card now. If I won't go to the post office, I won't be able to draw it off of my debit card.
Yeah, debit cards only work if you have like ATMs. Also,
yeah, they don't work. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So that's a frustration. People want the facilities.
Yeah.
Of the bank.
Some texts. Okay, let me tell you the problem with your MP. Like you said, all of them just full of talk and the public just fall for the same old, same old. Let's guess what the MP of Fox Hill will say.
Nothing wrong with needing another term.
Yes.
What do you mean yes? What's wrong? Kermit, she laughed, not Kermit. What is nothing wrong with saying you need another term?
First of all, there's
something... need five more yes.
First of all, there's something wrong with saying you need another term. Because if you were doing the job properly, we would all be aware of the policy initiatives that you have engaged and how long they would take. Unlike a new era of energy reform, that the reformation was supposed to start when? A year ago? And we still have not seen one agreement or contract in the public domain. Nothing has been tabled so that the PAC committee could look at it and then pretend to tell us what's in it. Like nothing. It's the same thing. Okay, I did as well, my brothers, for years. There are one business who can legally steal from our people at any time they feel like it. I'm so glad you didn't say the business, because I could think of seven. I could think of seven right now. Another text. Fred Mitchell is talking foolishness. He's a part of the... I changed the text. I ain't saying the word.
You're saying the word?
Yeah. He is a part of the legislative. He can table changes to the Financial Services Act. So he is only hot air. No. That boy is far more than only hot air. Mm. Yeah.
Let's go to this other call. Go on. Never mind. Go ahead, continue. I'm just going to go to the call.
All right. We got another text here. Brother Nuri and Lady Green... Anyone can get permission from the Ministry of Finance for a trailer home or trailer office. There are certain business complexes that are trailers, so the authority have to speak to this for understanding. You can't just get a trailer home.
Some people, they're importing it like crazy. They're importing it off of what that thing is. Amazon now. Let's go to this call.
You see?
They get it off Amazon. They come in daily. And I'm saying someone at the border... Who the gatekeeper?
Let me tell you, if a railing off your trailer home hit me or my car or my house, buddy.
Anyway, let's go. Gola, let's go. Guided Radio AM. I start stuttering just now. Go ahead, Gola.
Yes, good morning. How are you doing to both of you?
Good, thank you.
I just wanted to make some point concerning the digital banking. First of all, the digital wallets that we have in the Bahamas, both of the telephone companies have the ability to make those exempt, actually usable, even without data. So that's...
Okay, thank you. So like when my friend went to Kenya and they had the M-Pesa, everybody had the M-Pesa, the digital money. I mean, everybody. You know who couldn't have it? Tourists couldn't have it. Right. Yeah, go on.
What happens is that you have to understand the rudimental understanding of technology and how it could work in the Bahamas. The same thing with the bank. Even before for the use of the bank, the post office bank in the Outer Islands. Now, I know they have a limit of $6,000 in deposits or whatever. But you know how many Bahamians are keeping $6,000? And guess what? They pay 6% interest compared to the other banks paying almost nothing. So I've been advocating for the digitization at least for two decades of the post office bank. But what also happens is the post office can also be used as a standalone environment. You could also use where stores give cash in exchange for $10 because they are interchangeable, they're one and the same. It's just a matter of understanding how business is run in the 21st century. And I don't understand why we're still struggling with things that's been done in the rest of the world two and three decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it is what it is. But the problem is that we keep putting individuals in charge of digitization of the Bahamas that don't understand the use of even the device in their hand. Consumerism, the use of consumer devices, is not the underlying technology that those devices runs on. And so essentially what we need is individuals to advise government of the underlayment of these things. You know, that's why we talk about the digital Grand Bahama. We talk about all these different models of digitization, and nothing seems to work because you cannot build a country from the consumption aspect of it when you need to build the underlayment aspect. And for almost 52 years, we haven't even began to develop the normalization of the skills that it's developed on. There's so much things that we need to move to, but it is what it is.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, let's take this quick commercial break. Guardian Radio 8 are rowing over the pod. That's the trailer home type thing. Saying they're all over the world. Why we got to be the last one to have it?
Because y'all live in a hurricane. Oh, my goodness. Listen, Nuri, during the break, I would like you to connect me to some of them so I could sell them a bridge.
Mm-hmm. The people, this is a new thing. This is a new age thing. That means someone with money imported these pods. And now you could buy a port for like $30,000, $40,000 and put it in your...
We live in a hurricane zone, and with changing weather and climate patterns, there's been an increased incidence of tornadoes.
Mm. Anyway, let's take this quick commercial break. I tell you, Bahamians are prepared to ignore it. Yeah. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Join your just show me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day talking about where they hide those guns. I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Have you already tried our President Butter? Ooh la la. Indulge a little with President because now more than ever, we need to savor the taste, textures, and feelings to truly enjoy the little things that mean the most. President Butter, something to savor.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Penta has a new line, the Sky series of porcelain. It comes in four colors, Sky Noir, Sky Gris, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Azure. As the name suggests, you would think it has a strong blue component, but the blue is kind of like just a hint in the overall coloring of the porcelain. The blue feature runs more or less the center of the tile, and that's surrounded by light shades of gray. The Sky Azure, like the others in the series, needs to be seen to be appreciated. Stop by Penta Tile and have a look at Sky Azure, one of the four in the Sky series.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I have a clip. I'm trying to get Kermit to cue it up and make sure it's safe to play. As soon as you get that, Kermit, I want Aaron to... You have your I interpreted one way, and I wanted someone else to reinterpret it, because I get vexed. I get vexed around this, right? And I said, no, let me let Aaron listen to it and see if she... Play that clip there, Kermit, please.
One of the first things the incoming commissioner of police did was traveled recently to begin the process of procuring some 15 to 20 fire engines. Fire engines will have the capacity to deal with multi-structured fires. As you can see, in some instances, you need the relevant resources and equipment. So most importantly, the government, the Bahamas, will be in a position to have fire trucks that will meet a more advantageous need at this point. So we're happy that's happening. The Commissioner of Police is leading that effort. Once that is done, she will make a determination on how those assets are deployed over the Bahamas, including the Family Islands and Nassau. I know that she had already begun the process of identifying. She has concluded on a vendor. Once that is done, it's only a matter of agreeing to the lease or whatever financial arrangement with the company that will begin the procurement process. We are in the middle of our fire season, but we know for sure by the time we get to the next fire season that we'll be in a stronger position.
So I wonder if anyone listened to that and concluded that we ain't out of no fire trucks yet.
All I heard was sausage and rice competition. That's all I heard. That's all I heard. It's obvious that the trucks have... I mean...
Go ahead. I don't know if you hear that we have not ordered any fire trucks
I'm
yet.
I'm hurt.
No, I want to know what you hear.
I tell you what I heard.
What did you hear?
What I heard was that we haven't ordered them.
Okay.
We haven't identified them.
Mm-hmm.
What I heard between the lines was, we agree with the minister. We didn't even think it was a problem. We thought that this was enough trucks.
So...
That we have.
So you saying you heard exactly what I heard. That we're in the process of looking for fire trucks. And when we find the fire trucks, we will then order the fire trucks.
Here's what I heard. I don't even know anybody who is sell fire trucks. I have to go find somebody who is sell fire trucks. Like, I don't have a pre-existing relationship. And put it to you like this. I didn't even call the U.S. Embassy and say, hey, could you recommend a good fire truck company to me, please? Mm. I
also heard that the fire trucks that we currently have cannot fight fires and multi-story fires. We need to order those specific fire trucks.
They don't have the fire truck where you could just tie the cherry picker to the side of it and then lift the cherry. They don't even have them?
No, that's for the airport. The airport has that.
No, the airport has a ladder truck.
A ladder truck.
I mean, they actually has on it. What I'm saying is these by them didn't even bush mechanic.
No.
A ladder to the truck?
They don't bush mechanic anything.
So here's the question. Are hotels required by law, mega resorts, right? Are they required to maintain a fire truck and their own fire services on property?
Well, I know the big hotels have their own ambulance. They get tired of calling an ambulance and coming on time. But I've never seen a hotel that has its own fire truck.
I presume that the major hotels...
Where's the fire truck? Kermit saying, no, I'm not talking over PI where the government has their fire station. I'm talking about the hotel itself having
their
own truck.
Does the Paradise Island Promotional Board or the Paradise Island Business Association have its own truck separate from...
The government truck. I don't know.
Right, because that would be any... I imagine that would include any hotel... An operator would be a part of that.
I don't know.
Conglomeration, right?
During the emergency, have you ever seen them? Anyone ask or extend any? Can you all come with your fire trucks and come and assist us, please?
You mean Paradise Island?
Yeah.
I thought that they
call the government fire truck that is over there stationed.
Hold on, wait. So you're telling me that the police station on PI...
It's government.
...has... And we know the police station is government, but you're telling me that there is definitely a fire truck station,
yeah? Yeah, for PI. PI have their own
Hold
fire
on.
Truck.
Hold on. PI has its own fire truck.
Yeah.
An island that's connected to the capital by a bridge, but Michaelem don't have fire truck? Michaelem have fire truck?
Well, Fox didn't have no fire truck. They closed that down.
No, I'm talking about other islands, right?
But I talk about Nassau.
Right, no, but what I'm
only
saying
one
is,
place have fire truck.
But what I'm saying is, are we prioritizing invest? That's like a whole another island. Mm. Are we Does Albany have its own fire truck? Are we prioritizing foreign investor assets over the lives of ordinary Bahamians? And then what happens if one of these mega resort, hundreds of rooms, right? We say these hotels have 1,000
easy,
rooms.
Easy, 1,000, easy.
Right? What if one of them catches fire and the fire suppressant systems and protocols authorized by or created by the hotel don't work? Like, they can't...
Or need extra support.
Compress, right? And then this 8-story building is now throwing embers on a windy day in all directions.
We need to have these tough discussions.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very concerned. See, this ain't... The call in gay rights and thing. Gay rights are important, right? Gay rights are important. Human rights are important. This is a human rights issue. Does the right to a safe environment, does the state have an obligation to do certain things for citizens? And then it don't say, the Constitution don't say well-performing citizens, good political party member citizens. It's just citizens. You don't have to be a nice person. You don't have to be a clean person. Once you're a citizen, you're a person. I mean, foreigners are persons too, migrants are persons too, but when you're a citizen, you're real. And there are obligations that the state has towards you and the country generally.
See, Aaron, correction, that fire truck on Paradise Island is used anywhere on the island when there is a fire. I'm the resident of PI, and the firefighter for the station told me this, that they can actually, it's a government fire truck. They call it for
pause. Text it. Let me see the text with my own eyes.
Next one.
Okay, yeah.
Press back.
Yeah, I got it.
First one.
Okay. That fire truck on Paradise Island is used anywhere on the island when there's a fire. I'm a resident of PI and a firefighter for that station told me this. Texas, where were we disagreeing? Tell me where we were disagreeing. It's a government fire truck. It's a government fire truck. It's supposed to be used anywhere on PI or bring it over the bridge. If you got to put it on a ferry, you got to take it to Athol Island. If you got to put it on the mailboat and take it down to Mayaguana, it belongs to the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Yes. What I asked was...
Does the government have a government ferry? I mean, for case...
It's still subsidizing mailboat system. The problem isn't that they're not subsidizing it. The problem is when do people get paid? Yeah. Any truck at the airport, fire station, these are the people's trucks. These are people's things. This is extremely concerning because, like you say, it doesn't even seem like there's a line item in the budget yet.
No. And it comes on the police's budget. Because they have all kind of money, extra money from when they take the proceeds of crime so they can afford it, right? But it's not a budgeted item. I'm just concerned. And they ain't ordering them yet.
Did anybody talk about retrofitting one of the confiscated airplanes to do the bomber, the thing? They a crop duster.
That's a crop duster, man. Is that plane they have in Africa, it's a crop duster. I'm not sure if the plane could do that. It all depends what type of plane we confiscated. They're small planes. They duck and dodge police to carry stuff. I just don't know.
How you could... These boys them can't duck and dodge potholes on the runway. How they could duck and dodge police?
I'm concerned. I'm concerned that there doesn't seem to be any urgency regarding the fire trucks. Like how they've seen, there doesn't seem to be any urgency. And when we speak about it, especially when they say, 15 to 20, and so many airports open it. Okay. You wonder even if that 15 to 20 be adequate.
I wanted to talk about that as well when I saw that particular part. 15 to 20 new trucks.
Yes.
Right? How many of the old trucks have to be replaced?
I don't know.
Especially after the Solomon's fire and the East Bay Street fire.
Mm.
Somebody said that they send a burnt fire truck out.
Yeah, they did.
To the fire.
Yeah, but it was just, what do you call it? Small damage on it. What do you call that? Yeah. You could sign that off. It could still work. They ain't take the time to sign it off, but it still could work.
No.
The truck could work.
No, the truck needs to be decommissioned.
Decommission a good truck like that?
Has an assessment been made into the quality of the instruments in the fire truck?
That's like I mash my car, only the light on the light on the left-hand side.
If you don't, if the police don't stop you.
Yeah, if the police don't stop me.
You could drive it. Absolutely. Somebody want to say thank you to the listener that sent me the images, video from said accident. And the person in says that they hit a government truck which was turning off the road into a lot. I tell you, it's just absolute madness out there.
I want to still commend the firefighters.
Like
the police officers.
Yeah.
Because they're not firefighters, they're police
officers.
No,
they are firefighters who are also police officers.
They're not police officers who are assigned to the fire department?
They are firefighters.
They're police officers, man. They're police officers first, then firefighters, right? Or they put firefighters first, then police
officers. Then police officers. Yeah. Because if they're on duty, they're in the parade, and we're watching the carnival parade, and they get the call, there's a fire, then they have to go.
What about the police officers who be driving the ambulances? Are they ambulance drivers first, then police officers?
They police officers first, then ambulance drivers.
I see how you're trying to mix me up. But I'm listening to you. Right? Because I know that number of them are working without with the gear you breathe in, the oxygen
respirators.
Mask. And they're still fighting these forest fires and stuff.
Without sufficient equipment.
I am concerned.
I'm more concerned that the Minister of National Security really thought that he was going to convince us that they had adequate equipment when the people on the ground who are actually fighting the fires are telling us that they don't have adequate equipment. Because but here's what the problem is. See, on a plant, this is how things work on a plantation. If you keep doing the job, they're going to pretend like you have enough equipment to do the job. Mm. And so they put people in this tight place, especially this group of people, volunteer firemen and the women. Shout out to Leanne Key, of an Abaconian. And not only...
And Russell. What is Russell's name? I forget. I got the name going blank.
And with the boy who's in the article with the big beard?
No, he's always that. That's Leader.
Yeah, yeah.
Leader, that's L-E-I-D. Yeah, he went to SAC some time ago. Okay. No, our friend. Oh, name just gone. Russell. Anyway.
Yeah.
My point is, who is in charge when government send firefighters to Abaco? Would it be the volunteer firefighters? Or will it be like Defense Force will say, hey, we in charge now. So thank you for your services. But
in yesterday's papers suggested that the volunteer team took the lead in Abaco. But remember, they have a fire chief.
Okay.
Right? So I guess the Abaco fire
fire chief.
He's also just a volunteer fire chief.
Yeah, man. They have a fire station.
No, man.
A volunteer team. They have a volunteer. Remember the donated fire truck? They ain't getting nothing from government.
You see me looking through all them notes just now? I had that article from yesterday,
The whole thing is volunteer. That's why they can tell the government, sit small. We got this. We getting our help from the United States because you're only sending us no help.
I mean...
You know, I want to know, like, moving forward, I mean, you always try to empower local government and the people, right?
Yeah.
But moving forward, when the government needs to reassume its authority, how can you reassume your authority when you were never there? You can't come and say, well, we're in charge now. We're trying to out the fire. And I got to find the gas for the fire truck. I got to find the water and the workmen, you know, additional fire equipment. You won't provide nothing.
Listen,
you can at least give me a free truck.
Y'all
work that. I have no. Y'all at least have the free truck.
I look in through yesterday's paper so I could find, like, cause there's a quote, right? And when you read it, it suggests that the Abaco volunteer fighters are taking the lead. I think it's in this article, Abaco fire 80% contained, fire chief said. That's why I wanted to read from it yesterday. But there's a sentence that I read in there that suggested that the volunteer team has taken the lead and that the officers sent up and the defense, so RBPF and RBDF officers sent up to support are following their lead. It kind of makes sense given their experience on the island and their experience with firefighting on the island, right?
I have this text here I want to read in the record because I noticed this also. It says, in Monday's paper, the Trey Ramen said they were acquiring 10 to 14 trucks. Mr. Munro said they already identified and required equipment and were working with suppliers to finalize prices. Now today, the Trey Ramen tells us the commissioner is looking to see what they need. I tell you, wait for the announcement and they're replacing the commissioner. Well, no, you can't replace the commissioner. She just reached there.
Nice.
Yeah, she just reached there. She's there for at least 4 years.
Let me tell you something. As you give that woman as much time as you've given these men to fail. Okay? give her the same amount of time.
So this text says, Aaron, they are police officers first, then they're firefighters. Yeah, that's my theory. But Aaron said, no, they're firefighters first.
They got to be firefighters first.
They get signed.
You think they can go to the fire and pull a gun and shoot at the fire and say, as in fear of my life, I thought we could shoot the fire down.
What about police mechanics? Are they police first, then mechanics, or are they mechanics, then police?
They are obviously not mechanics.
What about the police band? They police Listen, band let me members just, first?
Hold on. Before I hurt anybody's feelings, right? We know that the police mechanics are constrained by the limitations of the policies that serve them or govern them.
That's they now ASP now, though. Anyway, let's go to a quick caller before we go. ASP band maker, mechanic. Go ahead, caller. You
have
seconds.
To fix cars to be an ASP mechanic, though. They stop fixing cars. It ain't his fault or her fault. They just stop fixing cars.
So we'll get commissioner who only work in the mechanic shop. Go ahead, caller. Caller girl once. Call a girl twice. Okay. What time are you up? I got a call from Italy. Who I know in Italy?
Don't answer that.
How are you going to find out?
Listen, minister pledges reform to combat AI fraudsters. Don't answer that.
I got to find out the person.
No, don't answer that.
Government
to tackle AI-generated fraud with new laws and national strategy. Wait for the new laws and national strategy before you answer that phone call. You don't know where it's from.
I want to see if the person speaks Italian. I hate when an Italian speak with that Nigerian accent. But then you are, man. That's Nigerian. I recognize
that. That's because they didn't switch the AI over.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Hello.
anybody could speak with an Italian accent.
I am calling from Italy. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron. Tomorrow is Poetry Day. We have 2 days of Poetry Day, Thursday and Friday on my show.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
I need you to write me a poem.
I got to go. A love poem?
Poem? Yes. I got to go to court tomorrow night.
Okay. Good luck
write
with that.
Me a love poem.
If you need bail money, let me know today. Because you know what? When money come.
Y'all put the sweet cream together, please.
You have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.